This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton.
Belarusian police detained dozens of protesters on Sunday during a march in Minsk, and security forces in Omel used tear gas against demonstrators as a groundswell of opposition to Alexander Lukashenko, who claimed victory in the country's presidential election more than a month ago, continued for the 50th day. The protests in Minsk, Omel, and other cities came after Lukashenko, in power since 1994, was inaugurated on September 23rd in a secretive ceremony. The European Union and United States both issued statements that they did not recognize his legitimacy. Tens of thousands of people waving red and white opposition flags marched through Minsk in the latest demonstration since Lukashenko was declared the winner of the August 9th presidential election. A U.S. judge in Washington said he plans to decide later Sunday whether to block a Trump administration order banning Apple and Google from offering TikTok for download. TikTok is a Chinese-owned video sharing app. U.S. District Judge Carl Nichols said after a 90-minute Sunday morning hearing that he plans to issue a public order before the end of the day. A lawyer for TikTok argued that during the hearing that the ban was unprecedented and irrational. Jordan's King Abdullah dissolved parliament on Sunday, officials said, which under constitutional rules mean the government must resign within a week. That paves the way for elections this fall. In July, Jordan's Electoral Commission set November 10th as the date for parliamentary elections after the monarch called for countrywide polls to be held at the end of the parliament's four-year term. French President Emmanuel Macron on Sunday accused Lebanon's leaders of betraying their promises over the failure to form a government in the wake of the giant blast at the Beirut port in August. From Washington, you're listening.